What is the most influential cuisine in the world? I'll give you a clue. It's the origins of ice cream, cured ham and tomato sauce. Okay, time's up. Author and celebrity chef Adam Liao is building a strong case for Chinese cuisine in his new show, Destination Flavor China. And he joins us now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Look, it's only my second favourite cuisine after Greek food, which is my staple. What characterises Chinese food? I know China spans many, many provinces and there's actually quite a lot of diversity, but what's the basis?
If you had to ask me to define Chinese food, I reckon my answer would be there's no such thing. There is actually no such thing as Chinese food, because it would be like saying, what's European food? Because it is such a big country with so many different varieties. And our understanding of Chinese food here in Australia is very much localized to Cantonese food from the 1950s onwards, mainly popularized in America. And so our idea of Chinese food is actually very Americanized Chinese food here in Australia. Very different now, of course, in the modern day, but up until the last 10 years or so, that was kind of what we were getting. You know, our lemon chickens, that's a dish from New York, not from China originally, sweet and sour pork and so forth. But Chinese food is so different from one part to another. It's really hard to put your finger on exactly what you would call it. You know, you could take a dish from Sichuan province, which has all of those chilies and Sichuan peppercorns that numb your tongue, and then put that next to something like Peking duck, and they would be completely, you would barely recognize that they're from the same cuisine.
So how far does Chinese cuisine's influence extend around the world?
I think the one that really surprises people so much is you know, good old dead horse, that could come from Chinese origins. And it's got a fascinating history, tomato sauce. The word ketchup, it comes from a Hokkien phrase, Hokkien being the name of Fujian province in the local dialect. And the Hokkien people, you might have heard of Hokkien noodles, etc. That comes from Fujian in the southeast of China. But Fujian was one of the trading ports that was opened up after the Opium Wars. And so in Fujian cuisine or Hokkien cuisine, you have a kind of a fish sauce, a fermented fish sauce. Fujian is also the home of soy sauce. So it's produced in a very similar way. And that was known as ketchup, that word that was then adapted to mean ketchup. The umami or the savory characteristics of fermenting fish or soybeans were then applied to by traders who came after it was opened to British trade after the Opium Wars from Scotland and England. And some enterprising young soul back in his homeland decided to try and recreate this fish sauce from the umami ingredients they had available. So things like tomatoes and kippers and those kind of things. And that's the origins of tomato sauce, HP sauce, Worcestershire sauce, all of those kind of sauces came from Fujian province originally.
Why don't we know more about Chinese cuisine? Why is it so overlooked?
Well, I think we're comfortable with it. You know, we like the Chinese cuisine that we have here. And China's been quite a closed society, I guess. You know, they have a different internet to us, so it's not like you can quickly Google and find out all about Hokkien cuisine. And when we were researching Destination Flavor China, that was one of the things that we really had a problem with, because even though we might be searching and reading articles in Chinese language, the actual access to the resources were quite different. So when we were on the ground in China, actually going from place to place, you know, I had all my plans of what we were going to do, but it was changing so quickly, because you'd find out that the dish that you thought was the key dish for this particular region was something that nobody ever eats there at all.
So China is home to a sizable emerging middle-class population. I mean, that's been the story of our time. That should be reflected in the food culture too, right? Is it?
It is an absolutely extraordinary food culture there at the moment. You know, firstly, technologically, they are so far ahead of us in terms of what you can do. You know, you try and pay for something with cash or frankly, even a credit card in China, and you get looks like you're like a Philistine or something, because nobody uses any cash or card-based systems there at all. It's all paid through your mobile phone, through taking photos of digital codes and that kind of thing. And then you come to the actual restaurants that are available, and there is everything there. You know, one of the most amazing dishes that I had in China was at this restaurant serving Confucian family cuisine. And that was It's a cuisine started by Confucius's family, the famous philosopher, but they became very politically influential, which required creating cuisine that was capable of entertaining emperors and high-ranking officials. And so this was probably the most elaborate meal I've ever eaten in my life. There was one dish that had bean sprouts, as you know, the small sort of white cylindrical bean sprouts, and every single bean sprout had had a piece of Yunnan ham. So the Chinese created prosciutto type hams centuries and thousands, millenniums actually, before they were popularized in Europe. And so they had this very famous Yunnan ham that was sliced to a hair width thickness, and every bean sprout, as it's hollow in the middle, had a sliver of ham inserted into it. The most labor-intensive dish I think I've ever seen. And they, it went on the table, I didn't think too much of it. And then I looked closely, and there would have been 100 bean sprouts, 200 bean sprouts on that dish, and every single one had had a piece of ham inserted right into the middle.
Yeah, you just made me so hungry, Adam. Thanks for coming on.
I don't suggest you make that dish for dinner tonight, though, Pat.
Look, I can barely make toast. Adam Liao there. He's a celebrity chef and author. He's also the host of Destination Flavour China, which premieres on SBS next Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. This is RN Drive.